Want to hear about some cool things you can do with your tech? Digital and social media strategy expert Scott Kleinberg has some good ones for us today. Scott, good morning. And you're talking about things that are not only easy, but you say they won't take long, right?
Yeah, that's right. Good morning. One of the more frustrating things about tech is the time commitment that is sometimes required. And in this case, it's about quick and easy, and I'm hoping helpful and useful.
All right, let's dive into this. The first one you have is very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, this one I swear by. It's called Home Reference, and it just takes a few minutes. It can save you time, money, and frustration later. And to start, you want to create a photo album on your phone, and you want to call it Home Reference.
And what goes into this photo album?
So you want to store pictures of things you always wind up trying to remember when you're standing in a store, when you're talking to a repair person, or you're ordering something online. So some examples might be the label inside your refrigerator, washer, or dryer, and the size of your furnace filter, the model number on your remote control, the kinds of light bulbs that go in a particular lamp or a fixture, maybe the paint color label from a can that's in your basement or garage, or the dimensions of an air filter or a vacuum bag, or even the type of smoke detector battery that you use.
That's a good one. So if something breaks, you're not, for example, climbing behind the washing machine trying to find a model number. You just look for Home Reference, huh?
That's exactly right. And or if you're in the hardware store and you think, was that filter 16 by 20 or 20 by 25? We've all been there. So instead of guessing, you pull out your phone and you look in the album.
Yeah, that seems obvious after you say it. You know, you think, how do I not already have this? But there are a lot of features on your smartphone that you really don't know are there.
That's exactly right. And honestly, Bob, I think those are the best kinds of technology tips because they're simple, but they remove the friction from your daily life.
And how organized does it need to be?
I don't think very organized. I mean, on an iPhone or an Android phone, you open your Photos app, you create the album called Home Reference, or you could call it House Stuff or whatever helps you remember. And then you can add 5 or 6 photos to start. I don't think you have to document every appliance in your home today. I think the key is to create the album so you know it's there. And then from then on, whenever you replace something or you install something or you notice a useful label, you can take a picture and drop it into the album.
That could come in handy for your car, too, couldn't it?
Oh, it totally could. I mean, you could take a photo of your tire size, maybe remember the type of oil that your car uses. What are those dashboard warning lights all about? You know, or even your license plate, if you don't memorize it and you want it handy when you're parking, you know, and you could make a separate album. You can call that Car Reference.
Yeah. So you create kind of a practical filing cabinet on your phone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good way to put it, Bob. And it's not meant to be a replacement for important paperwork. It's more of a quick reference tool for those little details that are really easy to lose and they're annoying to look up.
Right. Okay, what's number two on your list?
I would set up an easy I'm home message. So think about how many times you text a spouse or a family member or a friend or neighbor when you get home from an appointment or a trip, a dinner or an evening event.
All right. I think I understand that. Explain that a little more.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's technology making life simpler. So in this case, you create a contact group or a message thread with the people that you would normally notify, and you would name it something clear, such as family check-in or home safe.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, and then you just pin that conversation to the top of your messages, and that way you can go back to it. Instead of searching for names or starting a new message or deciding who needs to be included, you just tap on that one conversation all the time, and you can write something simple like home safely or thanks for tonight.
Yeah, and that way it's always ready to go. It doesn't sound like a big time saver, but it probably is if you use it regularly, right?
That's just it. And, you know, the more you use it, it makes the habit more likely to happen. And I always say technology works best when it removes a step. And you can also create a text shortcut for a message that you send often, any other text. You know, for example, your phone can allow you to type something short like HH, and it'll automatically expand into I'm home safely.
Perfect for somebody who doesn't love typing on the screen.
That is so true. And you know, it's not just for getting home. Maybe you often text certain things like, I'm on my way, I'm here, or can you give me a call? A text shortcut like that saves you time from having to type the same thing repeatedly.
And if you have a smartwatch, that could help here too, couldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. If you have a smartwatch, you can often send a short message right from your wrist, which can be particularly useful when you're, say, carrying groceries, you're walking the dog, you're getting out of your car. And if you think about it, a few minutes of setup can support a habit for years.
Talking with digital media strategist Scott Klamberg about easy things you can do with your tech. Number three on your list sounds interesting, Scott. Make the lock screen useful. Tell us how.
Yeah, sure. So most of us look at our lock screens dozens of times a day, right? And a lot of people use them only to see the time. But that screen can be a helpful little dashboard.
So what would you put there?
I would start with information you actually want to see without having to open the phone. So depending on your device, that might include the weather, your next calendar appointment, a medication that you have to take, or a movement reminder, the current day and date, just a regular timer, battery information for your phone, watch, or wireless earbuds, or maybe even a shortcut to the camera, flashlight, or wallet.
So the information is right there before you even have a chance to be distracted by email or social media or something else.
That's exactly right. You pick up your phone to check the weather, and suddenly you're reading messages, you're looking at headlines, and you're totally forgetting why you opened it in the first place. A useful lock screen helps you get the answer you need quickly.
Is that hard to set up?
Usually not. On many phones, you press and hold the lock screen, or you go into settings and look for might be wallpaper or lock screen or widgets. And on a tablet, the process is usually similar. On a smartwatch, you can often choose what appears right on the watch face.
So, of all those things, what's the one you recommend that people add?
I would start with your next calendar event. It is remarkable how useful it is to glance at a screen and see dentist at 2:30, pick up prescription, or dinner at 6.
You know, I don't use my calendar, but it does. It sounds simple, is it?
It really is simple. And it's not about adding more things to manage. It's about putting the things that you already need in a place that you naturally look.
And so you can change it whenever your needs change, right?
That's right. Try it for a week. And if the widget isn't useful, you can replace it. I always say your technology should fit your life, not require you to redesign your life around it.
Let's get to your next one. The fourth quick project. What is it?
It's save your favorite places in your map app. So most people know they can type an address into Google Maps or Apple Maps, but they don't often take advantage of the saved places feature.
What kinds of places are you talking about? What should people save?
Things like your doctor's office, your pharmacy, your favorite restaurant, veterinarian, mechanic, grocery store, golf course, the places that you visit frequently. And you can also save the homes of your family and close friends.
So do that even if you know the directions, if you know how to get there?
Actually, especially if you know how to get there, because save locations do more than provide directions. They can show things like business hours, phone numbers, parking info, the estimated drive time, and whether or not traffic is heavier than usual.
Yeah, I can see that being helpful for a medical appointment or a dinner reservation.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You can open your save doctor's office and quickly see whether that 20-minute drive is suddenly going to take 35 minutes because of traffic. That's practical information and something I do all the time.
And how do you start?
Well, you open up whatever map app you use, Google Maps or Apple Maps. You search for a place and you look for an option that says save or favorite. It might say add to favorites or add to list, depending on the version you're using. And you can make a simple list and you can call it something like places I use or my favorites.
Yeah, I think people are going to have a big selection of recommended restaurants, don't you think?
Oh, for sure. You can save places you want to try, places you've enjoyed, reliable stops when you travel. If a friend says to you, "Where did we have that great Italian meal that time?" You don't have to search your memory or scroll through a year of text messages.
Yeah, that's great because you always forget, and it reduces your chance of typing the wrong address, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's an important point, Bob. You know, if you have a regular destination saved, you're less likely to enter a similar address by mistake, or you won't wind up at the wrong location of a business that has multiple branches.
Yeah, that'll pay off. You take a few minutes now and make every trip in the future a little easier. The final item on your list is probably the most unique one. Record a how-to video for yourself. Tell us about this.
This is one of my favorites, Bob. The next time you figure out how to do something that you know you're going to forget, record a quick video explaining it to your future self.
I love this. Give us an example.
So maybe you finally remember the exact sequence to reset the clock on the microwave after a power outage. Or perhaps you know how to program the thermostat, reset the Wi-Fi router, or turn on that new coffee maker. You take out your phone, you record a 30-second or a one-minute video, and you talk through it as you do it.
With all the power outages around here lately, I think people are going to want to go back over your instructions. And we'll post this conversation a little later on our show page at WGNradio.com. So it would be like you'd say, first I press this button, then I select this setting.
That's exactly right. You are making a personal instruction manual with your own voice, your own equipment, and the exact buttons in front of you.
Much, much better than trying to find a manual with tiny print that you can't read.
Much better, or better than searching online or finding a video about a slightly different version of the device you own. In this case, your video is specific to your house and your equipment. You can always supplement it, but imagine how much quicker things can be if you know exactly where to find the details you need.
Yeah, and where should people keep these videos, Scott?
You create a photo album and you can call it how-to videos, house tech, or even help for me. And then when you need that information again, you know exactly where to look.
And it would work for computer tasks too, right?
Definitely. If you have a laptop or a tablet, you can record a short video of your screen. You can use your phone to film the steps. And maybe this is how to print from your computer, or how to attach a document to your email, or find a receipt online, or even how to join a video call.
Yeah. No pressure to make it look perfect. You don't need to.
That's exactly right. This is not meant to be a YouTube channel. It's not a tutorial for the public. It is literally a note to yourself. You can say, I always forget how this works, so here's what to do. And that's really more than enough.
So I guess the takeaway here is just make one small improvement at a time. And none of this requires buying anything new, which is the good part, isn't it?
That is the best part. The goal is to make the technology you already have more helpful, more personal, and less frustrating.
Scott Kleinberg, and again, we'll get this posted at WGNradio.com on our show page so people can go through this at their leisure, stop it, write things down, maybe send it to somebody else who might need it. Talk to you again next week. Thanks, Scott.
Take care, Bob. Thank you.